Hi, my name's Ali Stunt, and I'm the founder and chief executive of Pancreatic Cancer Action, and also the chair of World Pancreatic Cancer Day.
I'm Kerry Maddock-Jones, and I'm a pancreatic cancer survivor.
Okay, today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and what we're trying to do is raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of pancreatic cancer. Well, the key symptoms that people need to look out for pancreatic cancer are, well, jaundice is a big one. So that's the yellowing of the whites of the eyes and the skin. It can cause dark urine and also some itching. Abdominal pain, so it's upper abdominal pain that can sometimes radiate round to the back. Sometimes people have back pain, and that's mid-back pain where a lady's bra strap might sit, and that radiates round to the front. Some people have what's called new onset diabetes, and that's a new diagnosis for diabetes, but they're not overweight, they're not obese. And that can sometimes occur 1 to 2 years before a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. Other symptoms can include indigestion that's not responding to prescribed medication, and also some pain on eating. And also, a lot of people suffer from change in bowel habit. They can sometimes have very pale, floaty stools that are a bit smelly and difficult to flush away.
When I was 27 weeks pregnant, I became itchy on the palms of my hands, the soles of my feet and on my chest. My wee also turned to the colour of Coca-Cola, and I also had white motions. And my skin and my eyes started to turn yellow. Luckily, I was being looked after by my maternity team, and as soon as my son was born, I was referred for investigative endoscopy, and that's when they found my tumour. I had 6 months of chemotherapy and 6 weeks of radiotherapy, and the tumour had shrunk enough for me to have the surgery in March of this year.
People who've got symptoms and they know there's something that's not quite right need to really be aware of their own body. And if they've got symptoms that are not normal for them and they are worried that it might be something a little bit more serious, if they're worried about pancreatic cancer, go onto the pancreaticcancerware.org website, and we've got all the symptoms there that people can check up on. But if they've got symptoms that are not normal for them, they're persisting and they haven't been to the doctor, we suggest that they go. If they've been to the doctor and they've still got symptoms and perhaps they might be worsening, then they've got to go back and keep going back until you get the situation resolved.
If there's anything out of the ordinary that you feel is not normal to how you usually feel, go to your GP. And if they just keep brushing you off and it's still persisting, just you have to be persistent with the GP and ask them to get you referred.
For patients who are diagnosed early, and that by being early, that means in time for surgery to be possible to remove the tumour, then their chance of surviving 5 years increases tenfold. So it is vital that people make themselves aware of the symptoms of pancreatic cancer. And if they feel that they have the symptoms, they need to go to their doctors and they need to suggest that it might be pancreatic cancer to their GP.
The surgery is quite a major operation for people to have. It does affect everybody differently, but I think if you try and have a positive outlook and realise that there is help and support out there, you can come through it and you can survive.
We have developed a new website, which is pancreaticcanceraware.org. And on there's lots of great information about the symptoms of pancreatic cancer. And also, we are asking people to pledge their support to help us raise the profile of the disease across the UK. And it's a very simple process, just by going on to pancreaticcanceraware.org, onto the pledge section. And all you need to do is a couple of details and pledge to raise the profile of pancreatic cancer among your friends and families on social media or in any way that you want to.